Welcome to the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Live the Big Stuff podcast with New York Times bestselling author, Christine Carlson. This month, we're celebrating a huge milestone, the 20th anniversary of the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff series. As a special thank you for your love and support, visit don'tsweat.com for a free download of a beautiful original image featuring an inspirational quote, perfect for your desktop or mobile device. Carry a little pick-me-up with you everywhere you go with this lovely gift from Christine and the team.
Hi, and welcome back to Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Live the Big Stuff podcast. This is Christine Carlson. Well, before we begin with our 20th anniversary celebration special guest speaker for the podcast, let's go ahead and take our golden pause. So wherever you are, just sit comfortably. And if you're seated on the ground Indian style, just open up your palms and just relax. And if you're seated in a chair, uncross your legs and sit upright and just begin to breathe with me. So go ahead and take a very deep breath in. Allow your chest and your belly to expand. Allow yourself to take in the fullness of your breath. And as you exhale, just let go and relax. This time as you breathe in golden sunlight, pure golden sunlight to every cell of your being, to the top of your head, to the tips of your fingers and your toes, in your core, every cell of your being, just picture golden sunlight. And as you exhale, relax a little bit deeper. And on this next breath in, breathe in love. Fill your heart, your core, your entire body with pure love. And as you exhale, let go of any fear, let go of any tension, let go of anything you don't need. Just let it go. And this time as you breathe in, breathing in golden sunlight and love through every cell of your being, place your hand on your heart, activating your heart, opening your heart, and just spend a moment in complete gratitude. And it could be for anything. It could be for just being right here, right now. Breathing in that gratitude to every cell of your being, knowing that gratitude is the memory of the heart. It's grounded in love. It's grounded in a love of life. Just take in that breath. And as you exhale, go ahead and open your eyes. So we have a very special guest speaker for the 20th anniversary of Don't Sweat Small Stuff, which has been a really wonderful celebration that has happened due to our publisher, Hachette Group, deciding to repackage the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff series at the 20th anniversary. So we decided to just really, really celebrate this up because Don't Sweat the Small Stuff has really been a movement that has gone on really on its own accord for the last 20 years in several different ways. Just the other day, I was alerted of a story of a high school. Actually, a whole district, the district of Tempe, Arizona, apparently they have a Don't Sweat the Small Stuff Day in their high school where all the kids wear their sweats and they let go and shrug off all the minor annoyances and disturbances and especially how other people bother them during the day. And I heard about this because of my friends with Challenge Day. They were in a meeting and they were talking about the follow-up that they go on, and this story came out. And so it reminded me of how many different movements Don't Sweat the Small Stuff has created. And right now we are in the midst of reigniting a movement that was also created by Richard in his flagship book, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, when he wrote a chapter called Sponsor a Child Through the Mail. Now, I don't really think that Richard could have possibly known the impact of that chapter on this really wonderful organization that we're going to be talking to the president and chief executive officer of today. So I'm going to go ahead and tell you a little bit about Ron Carter. Ron Carter has served as the president and chief executive officer of Children Incorporated since April of 2012. Ron started working for Children Incorporated in February of 2003, and prior to his appointment as president of the organization, he held two other positions there, assistant director of U.S. programs and director of the inner city division. And Ron worked for Children, for the Christian Children's Fund, CCF, now known as Child Fund International, for 12 years prior to joining the staff of Children Incorporated. So, Ron, I'm so excited to invite you on to talk on the podcast today, because I would love for you to not only share the impact of that chapter on Children Incorporated, but also just what Children Incorporated is, because our goal right now is to create a movement to sponsor 2,000 children this year through the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff movement. And we would love to begin here in this podcast to share, you know, why Children Incorporated really deserves that sponsorship and why Richard felt so strongly about it. So first of all, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Can you tell us a little bit about how that small chapter in Don't Sweat the Small Stuff has impacted Children Incorporated? Let's start there.
Yeah, Children Incorporated is a child sponsorship organization. We're international. We work in 22 different countries, and we've been around since 1964. The mention that Richard had in his book, the first Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, was just astronomical for our organization. As a result of that mention, where he said we were his children, his choice, his charity of choice, I'm having a hard time talking today. Literally thousands of children have been helped. That means they've received food and clothing and medical care, school supplies, so many different types of assistance for individual needs of the children.
That's wonderful. I know that out of all of the things, out of all of the impacts that Richard could have made in his work, taking care of children would have been at his very top. In fact, Richard himself sponsored many children, and so did our family over the years as a family project. And we thought that was really a wonderful thing to do with our children. Because the cool thing about Children Incorporated is that you actually get to know your sponsees. You get to know the kids. They send you letters, and we used to post stars on the refrigerator and pictures that they would draw. And over a period of time, over many years, we got to see some of their accomplishments that they were driven toward because their basic needs were taken care of. You know, and I just want to remind our audience that, you know, when you talk about Maslow's hierarchy of needs, you know, survival needs are really at the very bottom of that hierarchy. And as you allow somebody to have their survival needs taken care of, what you're really allowing for is that person to flourish in their life, to have hope to achieve their dreams, to have hope to grow up, to pursue their human potential. And you know, I really love the Greek definition of happiness, and that is that when we're happiest in our lives, we're actually pursuing our human potential with meaning. And so this is really what, you know, a small amount of money per month. What is it, Ron, about $28 per month?
Yeah, it's currently $28 per month. So for less than a dollar a day, people can change children's lives. And, you know, it doesn't take much. A new pair of pants or a new pair of shoes or a food basket on the weekend. Things like that can literally change a child's life.
Well, it makes sense to me. I mean, if you think about that's a basic need, in especially here in America or anywhere around the world, is to have a pair of shoes, have lunch to eat, have a breakfast in the morning, have your belly not hungry, you know, be able to go to school.
And, you know, Chris, I'll just interject in what you just said. The bottom line is if a child goes to school and that child is hungry, he or she is going to have a harder time concentrating. So food is very important. And a lot of areas where we have worked, children are fed balanced meals. But another thing that's really important is that the children need to fit in and belong and feel as if they're like the other children to some degree. And if they have torn or worn clothes, that makes it very difficult for them to feel like they belong. So therefore, they have a harder time studying. So when a sponsor steps up to the plate and begins to help a child, and we begin to provide the food, the clothing, the medical assistance in some situations, even a pack of paper or a pencil, it can change that student's entire life.
That's amazing. And what's really special about Children Incorporated is that you really rely on a volunteer network and not so much of a paid network. So that means more of our money when we donate to Children Incorporated, more of our money is actually going to the kids, isn't it, Ron?
It definitely is. We only have 16 employees, and of those 16, four of those are part-time employees. So what we do is we rely on a network of about 300 volunteers in the United States and abroad, and they manage our program in exchange for the good that it provides the children. So yeah, we have very low overhead, and that's something I'm very proud of because, you know, the whole goal of this organization is to help the children, to give as much as we possibly can to help the children improve their lives. You know, it's not really about us, it's about us being vessels to help the children.
So talk a little bit, if you would, about the international scope of your organization, because you sponsor children here in the U.S., which I love, because often think the U.S. children get overlooked for the third world countries when we have a lot of poverty here in the U.S., a tremendous amount of poverty. And I really love that that you do it all, that you don't just go, you know, overseas or go to the third world countries, but you also sponsor kids in the U.S.
Right, right. We currently, we work in, as I said, 22 countries. We're throughout Latin America. We have work in Korea. We have work in Philippines, Thailand, you know, a lot of different places internationally. But in the United States, we concentrate most of our efforts in the Appalachian region through Kentucky, West Virginia. But we have a lot of work in the Four Corners area, Colorado, Utah, New Mexico, and Arizona, working with the Native Americans. Beyond that, we also work in several inner cities. We have a big work in New Orleans, Detroit, Washington, D.C., which, as you know, are some of the most poverty-stricken cities in the country.
That's great. So what is the process of sponsorship? If somebody was inspired by this conversation and for $28 a month would want to sponsor or even just give a donation, if you can't afford $28 a month, the Richard Carlson Memorial Foundation is going to be doing a matching fund of up to $5,000 in donations.
That's incredible.
And so we would encourage you to make any kind of donation that you possibly can to Children Incorporated. And so what is the process, Ron, if somebody wanted to do that or sponsor a child?
Simple. Yeah, it's so simple. I'll tell you, one of the easiest ways for people to reach us is to go to your incredible Don't Sweat 20th Anniversary website. There's a link on that website where people can just click. It'll take them right through to our website, and they can easily make a donation or sponsor a child. So I would encourage people definitely check out the Don't Sweat 20th Anniversary website. But if they want to come directly to us, it's just simply www.childrenincorporated.org. And of course, they could call the telephone number, the telephone number is actually included, I believe, in the book.
Yeah. I'm glad you still have that telephone number.
We do still have that number, and I hope a lot of people will pick up a copy of the book and use it.
Yeah.
Use that phone number. Yeah.
Well, thousands have already, and I know that as the book continues to go on, people are always looking for a way to serve. And when they can have the credibility of knowing that the organization that they're, you know, sending their money to is a credible organization, that helps all the more. Yeah. But I just really, I was really looking for very special stories to bring on the podcast to celebrate the anniversary. And yours was definitely at the very top of my list, because back when I received the letter from the last president of Children Incorporated, she said she had told me that they had started to receive a notable increase in their sponsorships. And they started to wonder, where are these coming from? And then they started to ask, and people started saying, oh, don't sweat the small stuff. Don't sweat the small stuff. I read Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. And that's where this came from. And again, you know, I don't think that anyone could possibly know, like, Richard was an author, you know, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff was his 10th book. He was a moderately successful author, but still not, you know, not as popular as he became after Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. So when he wrote that, you know, he wrote Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, was really so much about how we practiced our life and how he practiced his life. And one of the great principles of abundance is generosity, and generosity of spirit, generosity of your pocketbook, all of the ways that you can possibly be generous. So for all of you listening, I just want you to keep that in mind, that the best gift that you can ever give yourself is to give unto others. And if you remember back in my interview with Stephen G. Post in the Kindness Matters series, you know, he did all this research that really actually proved that we get the greatest joy in life when we're actually giving to other people. And it certainly has been the case for me in my life. And no, that's how Richard felt. That's why he included the chapter in Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Sponsor a Child by Mail. And that's why he did that, and why he taught our kids to do it too. So, Ron, is there anything else you'd like to share about Children Incorporated?
Well, I'd just like to say briefly that, you know, I have an incredible gratitude to Richard and to you for the support you've offered our organization, because, you know, there are so many charitable organizations out in the world today trying to raise money. I can say with all honesty that Children Incorporated is an honest and caring organization. As I said, we have a very small staff dedicated to doing the work of helping children's lives be improved. And we are just so blessed that you would get behind us and support us in this endeavor to get 2,000 sponsors. That's incredible. And I just want to thank you, because I know from my own life that life is definitely richer when we give back. Life is richer when we help other people. And that's the goal of Children Incorporated. So thank you, Chris. You were incredible. And I really appreciate your help.
Well, we'll be working a lot this whole year at promoting Children Incorporated, promoting this program, which will only develop from here, you know, as we continue to focus on our year goals and celebrating the 20th anniversary of Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. So I just want to thank you so much for coming on the podcast. You did a great job, and I'm just so happy to share Children Incorporated with our audience. I want to remind you that you can go to don'tsweat.com, and on the homepage, we have a special link where you just hit that link and it'll take you right to the form that you need in order to sponsor a child or make a donation. And remember that Richard Carlson Memorial Fund will match every dollar that you donate. So please share this with your family and friends. If you can't afford for some reason to sponsor a child monthly, please just send in what you can, and we'll be matching that donation up to $5,000. And again, our goal is to get 2,000 sponsorships this year. So let's get started. Please go to don'tsweat.com and hit that link and help us out. And moreover, help out a child. And if you think about, every child is born into this world innocent. They all deserve to be fed. They all deserve to be clothed. And they all deserve the medical attention that they need as their basic survival needs. So please keep us in mind and help us meet our 2000 challenge this year for our 20th anniversary. Thank you so much, Ron.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Live the Big Stuff with Christine Carlson. Visit don'tsweat.com for your free download of a beautiful original image featuring an inspirational quote ready to make its home on your desktop or mobile device.